Judicial Watch has reported that in Luna County, New Mexico, the Deming area, police have apprehended an undocumented Middle Eastern woman in possession of the region's gas pipeline plans. Authorities described the woman as an Islamic refugee pulled over during a traffic stop by a deputy sheriff. According to the story, the gas pipeline plans in the woman's possession include the Deming region. If the story's true, and I say if because some of Judicial Watch's stories on the border haven't appeared to be corroborated, if the story's true, one would be reasonably alarmed at why this refugee was in possession of gas pipeline maps. The automatic inference for most would be that such points to some plan to do something to those pipelines. But you also have to recognize that if a person's not an English speaker, she could have just had a map she picked up in the area without knowing what it was. She might have even thought it a road map for travel. Such is speculation, but so is the other side, which suspects bad intent. Breitbart, Texas has recently reported on a Pakistani man who entered the U.S. illegally carrying both Chilean and Ecuadorian papers but was dumb enough to tell authorities he'd never been to those countries. Is he just one of the millions seeking to leave strife and poverty and get into the U.S. through any means? Or were his plans nefarious? We don't know, and that's the problem with the border. Put all the emotional propaganda aside, the fact remains that without a relatively secure border where all crossers are subject to investigation and the law, we simply have no way of knowing who's coming here and for what purpose. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.